Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're on 657 AM, radio with the truth in his voice.
Sihamba ngokholwa, hayi ngokubona. Hamba nathi. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla.
The only one, and there's nobody like our Lord Jesus Christ, and that is Bishop Benjamin Dube featuring Hlengiwe Ntombela, Hle Ntombela, and the title of the song, The Only One. 15 minutes it is, just after 2, you are on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock when I say goodbye, you will have Duemini Johan Els on Something Else so with you, and then at 4 he continues with you on Spectrum, Dort Sasir. And at Sasir, you have Pastor Rile Khori on Tuesday Live. Right now, I'm joined by Coach and Pastor Lunga Buerta, and we are talking about the renewal of the mind, renewing the mind. Renewing the mind. And she's on the line right now with me. My queen, how are you doing?
I am highly favored and blessed, Ntlovukazi. I am very, very blessed. Thank you.
I love that. All the time I talk to you, you are highly favored and you are blessed. Never forgetting it. I love that. I love that. And I think this is something that we need to, and you're not saying it because of the sake of saying it, but it is like that. It is. Who the Bible says you are as well. So thank you so much for that. Today you are taking us to the scriptures, reminding me of the book of Romans and the book of also the book of Ephesians 4 that says, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And most of the times we ask ourselves, but what does the word mean? Renewing, transformation. Hey, ungathi magama amakhulu. So, but we are taught, the word teaches us to change our minds. The word teaches us to change and renew our minds. Exactly. Before we even go further with today's teaching, before I throw that or give that to you, my queen, what does renewing mean? Do we understand this word, renew?
Okay. First of all, I would like to greet our listeners, our family. Good, blessed, happy, healthy afternoon, listeners out there. Good afternoon, family. Well, the word renewing the mind, let me start by saying it's not just a positive thinking
statement, yeah.
But it is allowing God's truth to shape how we see ourselves, our situations, our circumstances, and the future. To renew is transformation. It is to change, to realign, to rework and rewire. So you are renewing something that is old, that is renewing. And the fact that it is renewing with an ing, it means it is a continuous process. It is not a one-day game. So, yes, that is renewing.
It's a continuous thing. So on a daily basis, does it mean that you won't have any challenges in life? You everything would be fine and you can just relax on that? Or would you be fighting thoughts still?
Yes. Okay, let me explain. Renewing the mind is, by definition, is replacing lies with the truth and training our thinking to agree with the word of God. So yes, we will have challenges because we are used to certain patterns. So the fact that we have to renew, it means we have to let go of the old style, the old mindset, the old ways of doing things. And then we change that thought, that feeling, that behavior, and align it with the word of God. So this happens. This, you know, as human beings, we have two lenses, if I may. We've got a biblical lens, we as Christians, and then we've got a psychological lens. So we need to align the psychological to the biblical lens. if I were to put it in that manner.
Okay, take us through today's teaching and how we can renew our minds.
Okay. Like I mentioned, firstly, can I just do this? Can I just say a short prayer so that we're in alignment?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I pray that Lord would open our hearts and mind and help us to hear your truth, Lord God, and walk in freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah.
That is important because we sometimes hear what we want to hear. But what I'm saying, I'm praying that we hear the Lord's truth, not our truth. Okay. So today, if your thoughts and feelings are heavy or chaotic, this is just a conversation for you. So breaking step by step, psychologically and spiritually. So renewing our mind, like I said, is replacing the lies with the truth of God by training to agree with what God says. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, says that we take every thought captive and put it under the obedience of Christ. So basically, our thoughts shape our emotions and actions. So when you change the thought, and the feeling and behavior will start to change.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to identify the patterns. What loops are we keep on having? What thoughts do we keep repeating? So you have to identify first the thought, because you cannot change what you do not know. So you have to first identify the pattern that needs to be changed. Some people say, I am not worthy. It can be thoughts of fear, failure, or saying that nothing will change.
Mm.
So we need to write down the thought, meaning that we bring it to light. By bringing it into light, you are taking away its power. You know that the word that says God reveals to redeem. When you know what you're dealing with, it is in the forefront, and then you know what you're dealing with. So you will be very careful as you are saying your words. You'll have to align. You have to, first of all, just before I forget, you need to know what the word of God says so that you change and replace the lie with the word of God. I listen to that.
Yeah, we are listening, Jofgazi. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you need to check the fruit of your thought. You must think, does this thought produce peace? Does it produce hope? Does it bring joy? If it's not, then it's not from God. So after writing it down, you have to assess the word, and then you replace that lie with the truth. So if you're saying that I'm not enough, that's a lie. And then the truth says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So you need to personalize the statement and say, you turn the truth into I statement. In Christ, I am strengthened. I am chosen.
Mm.
I am not abandoned.
Mm.
So in order for us to change, like I said earlier on, it's not a one-day game.
Mm-hmm.
We need to continuously say this thing. That is how we're training our mind. It's not a one-day event. You have to repeat it daily until you ace it. So you need to take a stop, pause before you speak. Most time we run on a loop, we just speak. We don't even pause to think, what am I going to say? Is what I'm saying all right? We need to take time and breathe. And you just tell yourself, Lord, I receive your peace. I receive your truth about myself. I receive your word. Yes, don't forget.
Sure. Yeah, Lord, I receive your word. And you speak that. Somebody said, but when you're speaking these things, do you speak them until you believe them? Or what happens? Because many of us speak the word and speak to ourselves, but we never even believe it. At the end, when we are faced with a situation, it's like, okay, what happened? Because you were confessing that.
Yes, okay. This goes back to faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If we go to the book of Hebrews, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. Now, God, you have to believe first before you can see. So whatever the Word of God says, you believe it. You take it as truth. Not as if, you take it as truth because it is truth. So what you are asking, we say these things and we don't believe them. Belief happens in the heart, but your mind analyzes it. So these are two different places. You believe with your heart, and then with your mouth you speak. So do not listen to your mind, because your mind will tell you lies. So when you take the Word of God and you speak it, you say what your heart says. Your heart must align with the Word of God. So it goes back to faith. Like I said, faith comes by hearing. The more you hear the Word of God, your mind will be renewed. Like Romans 12, to be ye transformed by the renewing of the mind. So you renew your mind by repeating the Word of God, by listening to the Word of God, by studying the Word of God, by having a relationship with God himself. Mm. This is not just a hypothetical thing. It's having a relationship. And as you know, Ndlovukazi, there's a difference between a religion and a relationship. When you have a relationship with somebody, you spend time with them, you get to know how they speak, you understand that they are saying, they are talking, and then they become part of you. So that is when you will not just say something, you will believe it, because it comes from your heart, it comes from your spirit, and you're saying it with understanding, because the Word of God is authentic.
Sure. Okay, so the Word of God is authentic, and you will believe it. It comes from your heart, then when you speak it, you speak it out of the faith that you have on the Word, as is. Now, there's something that somebody said, and they said, you have to mutter the Word, and that is meditating upon it. And when you meditate upon it, then you believe it. Because I think most of the times the problem becomes when we are meditating on it. We are missing it when it comes to meditating. We don't speak that word for ourselves. It's like you're just speaking it into air, or we don't even speak it. People think when we say meditating on the Word, it means just, you know, be in a certain space and think. Just think about it. Can't it also speaks to talking to oneself about the Word until you believe the Word? How do we get that one right? Because sometimes we get excited, even in our churches, when Pastor Lunga is preaching, you find Spongile can't even sit down. The whole church is looking at Spongile, moving up and down, as though that word is speaking. But when something strikes, then it goes back to, I go back, my mind is not renewed, I'm struggling with that, and I'm asking myself, Kanti, why me, God? Why all of this? Because I'm not renewed in my mind. So how do we get that one right?
You know, the book of Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you might observe to do according all that is written in it. Okay, and then it says, for then you will have
good success.
Your way will prosper and you'll have good success.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that thing, when you meditate, you speak it, you believe it. The Word of God, faith comes by hearing. So you will understand that. Now, if you don't understand the Word of God, and then you'll be hyped, but it will not take rooting. The Word of God must take a rooting in your spirit.
Mm.
Yes, you can have Spongile jumping up and down. Kanti Spongile has not grasped the Word. You can hear it. You see, when you have grasped it, even when you are not at church and challenges come, that which is in your spirit will come forth. So I understand when you're saying Usibongile will be jumping up and down, everybody's looking at Usibongile. Sometimes it could be that Usibongile did not grasp the Word.
Yeah.
But perhaps the Word is resonating with Usibongile.
Mm-hmm.
So it's two ways. Only Usibongile, when Usibongile is faced with challenges, then that Word she has heard will be tested.
Mm-hmm.
I could be preaching here and you're hearing, and yes, this is it. This is what I was waiting for.
Mm.
Because the Word of, we can be at church hearing the same word but receiving it differently based on the ground that the word is landing on, which is our spirit.
Mm.
So you cannot really, if the test is when there are challenges,
mm.
then you say, oh, okay, yeah, Sibongile got the word.
Mm.
So as long as we are meditating it,
mm-hmm.
you know, the word of God, it goes out, and when you believe it, it will bring forth results. Because God says, I watch over my word to perform
to
it,
perform
meaning
it.
That
uh-huh.
you watch, he says, whatever word, you watch it so that it can perform that which it is sent forth to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. His word never goes out and comes back to him void.
No, not at all. That is where renewing is. You know, I can link this also with healing.
Yeah.
You see, we speak healing. We're saying, by his stripes I am healed. But until you are able to receive that word and your mind is renewed, you believe. You see, yesterday I was teaching on faith
mm.
and belief. It just takes belief. You don't have to doubt the word of God. It's
mm.
like, you know, it is so strange, Lovokazi, that we believe certain things. Like when you sit on the chair, you believe that the chair will hold you.
Mm.
You just go and you land on it and you just believe. Why don't you believe the word of God? The
mm.
God who created the very chair
mm.
that you're going to sit in.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
You must just take God as he is. The challenges that we have been facing, mostly we're not believing the authenticity of who God is. And God is his word. The Bible tells us that he honors his word more than his
above
name.
Above all, yes, yes.
So if
yes.
we renew our mind, even this topic, I'm being renewed as I'm sharing it right now. It's like, forget what you know.
Mm.
Forget those things that you not.
All right.
You know? Forget those things that don't serve you.
Mm-hmm.
And start calling those things that
are
be not
as though they
rare.
Are. Mm-hmm.
You, God says you are rich. You are rich. Don't look at your bank balance. God
yeah.
says that you are an overcomer. You are strong. Do not look at your physical strength,
mm-hmm.
but at your spiritual strength.
Okay. Sure. Ntobukazi. Submit our minds to Christ. That's what we need to do, to submit them to Christ and also spend time in the Word as well. Allow His Word to take captive of our minds. Okay, let's take a break and then we are coming back to talk to Pastor Lunga some more.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wabo bonke abadinga ukukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma kuradiopulpit.co.za.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Beautiful music coming there from Spirit of Praise, Matima Muremio on the lead, Bina Moyawaka. And that one goes to Tulani Ndlovu in Bulawayo. And he says, hi, Sibongile, I'm tuned into Heart to Heart. I'm truly enjoying it. Please play Bina Moyawaka, Spirit of Praise from Tulani Ndlovu in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. I hope all is well with you, go Zimbabwe. We love you. Thank you so much for always choosing us as your number one radio station. It is always an honor to Nani. May God awesomely bless you. Family, I'm not alone. I am with our coach and my queen here, Pastor Lunga Buratha, and we are renewing, getting our minds renewed. And yes, I'm hoping that you are encouraged and empowered, and you know you can do this. A family member says, Mdlovukazi, what happens if I am going through a hurt and it becomes hard for me to not think about it and be angry or hurt and cry again? How do I renew my mind? Ndlovukazi?
Yes, Ndlovukazi, I am here. Then on that, I would like to touch on the psychological side of that. You know, psychology shows us that our thoughts create neural pathways. So spiritually, this is renewing the mind. But psychologically, this is renewing the brain. Now, you will be in that situation. But like I said earlier on, before we went on a break, that you have to question your thoughts. Sometimes, you know, we like thinking about things that don't serve us. If you have been in a challenging situation, you sit down and say, where is this getting me to? The brain can change. New thoughts can be created by wiring. Old thought patterns weaken when they are not reinforced. So as you are thinking about, maybe you've been through a situation, let's say maybe debt. Now, mixing the word of God with that psychology, you're saying, okay, this is where I am at, but what does God say?
Okay.
Is this God serving me?
Uh-huh.
If I'm going to think about the same thing over and over, what am I getting out of it?
Okay.
What's a different way? How do I transform my mind? So to be transformed spiritually is by renewing your mind.
Okay.
God is the power, but we practice the new thought.
All righty then.
I am rich. I am healed.
Okay.
I am well.
Ibambe njalo, Ndlovukazi. Ibambe njalo. I have Babunkosi on the line. Hi, Babunkosi. How are you?
I'm blessed, young man. How are you, sister?
I am blessed, Babunkosi. Welcome.
Pastor Lunga, how are you?
I am highly favored. I'm great, sir. And how about you?
I'm blessed, young man, Pastor Lunga.
Hallelujah.
Sisibongile. Ngithande uma uPastor Lunga athi ukholwa ngenhliziyo.
Yeah.
Asikholi ngengqondo. Sikholwa ngenhliziyo bese siyasho lento esiyikholwayo, then ingqondo bese seyiyafunda.
Ingqondo izolandela.
Ingqondo izolandela ngemuva.
Okay.
Ngoba sesibonile. Mina ngangikhula ngihlale ngikhuleka ngo-Romans 8 verse 11. Ngihlale ngimdeclara day in and day out. Kwathi 2022 ngo-September ngangena esibhedlela, abodokotela bathola kuthangisana gazi total marasaphilasana. Ngobe umzimba wami ngangihlale ngutshela ukuthi impilo yawo ikumoya ingcwele lo wakuKristu kwabafileyo.
Yeah.
Umzimba wami wayibamba le nto. The more sikhuluma izulu kaNkulunkulu is the more sirinyuweka from head to toe. Akurinyuweka ingqondo kuphela. Nomzimba uadmitha kulokhu okushoyo ngomlomo wakho.
Yeah.
Nengqondo iadmitha kulokhu wena okushoyo. Manje inkinga sisibongile ukukhuluma leli zwi, ngoba uthola umzalwane mepulpit athi bazalwane ngiyagula. Mara izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi siphilisiwe ngemizimba. Kufanele noma isimo sinjani, ngithi mina ngiphilisiwe ngemizimba kaJesu.
Regardless. You just stand on the word. Yeah.
Ningafakazeli izinto zika Satan. Lapha ku John 14 verse 8, uJesu uthi Satan akatholanga lutho kwakhe lakithi. Manje nathi Satan akangatholi lutho kwakhe lakithi. Thina angeke sagula, angeke safa, angeke saswele. Sithole impilo engunaphakade, thina sishintshe address.
Thank you so much, Babunkosi. Wow. Babunkosi says, he says, I loved it when Coach Lunga said that we believe with the heart and the mind will follow. You start with the heart and you declare the word. And he keeps saying, you declare the word. He shares about when the doctors said that he didn't have blood. He went to the hospital and they found his body was like, he didn't have enough blood. He was supposed to have died. But he kept on speaking to the word and to his body. And declaring, by his stripes you are healed. You have life in Christ. You have life in Christ. And that came to pass. That really happened. And he says, you ought to believe with the heart, yes, and speak with your mouth, and the mind will follow, and the body will respond to the word. So we speak it until it comes to being. Thank you so much, Baba Nkosi, for that. Yes, Ndlovukazi.
Yes, Ndlovukazi, I wanted to say this also in a psychological perspective. You know, when you know psychology is taken from the spirit. As I go deeper into psychology, I'm realizing that this is just the word of God. Now, in psychology, you name the thought. You break that mental loop by stopping the thought, and then you speak. You do not cancel a thought with a thought. No. You speak. You name the emotion. And then it lowers the power. So every time, like in the Bible, David expressed emotions before God and gained clarity. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So example, like, so spiritual renewal changes the core of who you are. And psychological renewal trains your mind to follow that transformation. So spiritually, renewal changes the core of who you are. And psychological renewal trains your mind to follow that transformation. So one is the foundation, the other one is the structure. So the spiritual, we need to understand that the spiritual gives you identity. And the psychology gives you the tool to practice. But the spiritual is the forefront. The spiritual is above everything. Hence, we need to renew our minds by the word of God and understanding the word of God. Sometimes we want to change things and we do not really understand what is it that you want to change. How is it that you want to change? Like Ubaba Bekasho Kuti, yena he understood Romans 8:11. He understood that that same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwelt in him.
Yeah.
But when you want to change, you understand the power that you have. You know, my favorite scripture is Mark 10:19. Luke 10:19. We've been giving authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So we've been given. So Luke 10:19, you know that you've been given, because when you are faced with a situation, you know what you have. When you're faced with that thought, you know how to cancel that thought with the word of God. And you question. I believe in doubting your doubt. Always doubt it. When you doubt, doubt that doubt, because the word of God is true. The word of God is for us. We have been equipped. We have been empowered. But do we understand that?
So it's just like a soldier who's got a gun loaded, but they do not, they're not even aware of it, and they're not fighting. So we shouldn't be like that. Use those bullets.
Yes, we shouldn't be like that. You know, when we are spiritually and when the spiritual and the psychological meet in Shofokazi, you don't just pray for transformation. You begin to live in it. You begin to live in what you are speaking. So, you know, this transformation thing is something that is doable. God, it would not have been in the Bible if God did not know that it's working. It's working. So we just need to be transformed. We need to make it this practical. When a negative thought arises, pause, challenge it. This is called cognitive reframing in psychology. Spiritually, we call it taking the thought captive. The spiritual gives the power. So, and then psychologically, you get the method. And the two work together, transforming. And then it becomes a supernatural, it becomes supernatural and practical.
Sure.
Yeah.
Ndabukazi, thank you so much. Our time is not on our side, but no. We thank God for His love, and we thank God to remind us of the power that we possess, which is on our tongue. The Bible says life and death lies there. It starts there. And it will really help us in the process of renewing our minds. What do we say in closure?
In closure, I would like to say that renewing the mind means replacing the lies with God's truth and practicing it daily. Spirit-led, not with willpower alone. And then you need to pick one pattern this week and choose one verse. Take it in your journey. Share that journey with someone else. And even in dire situation, my final encouragement is to say this, even in dire situations or dire seasons, tiny faithful steps create real change. God is patient and powerful. Identify the thought, replace it with the scripture. And I know as we're saying this, we thank God for the truth that sets us free and renewing our minds. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will train our thinking to agree with your word. Give us courage to practice and grace to persist in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. Thank you so much, Ndlovukazi Enhle. Where can we get hold of you if we'd like to be in contact with you?
So you can get hold of me, Coach Lunga, on my cellular number, which is 061-586-4423. I repeat, 061-586-4423. I am your transformation coach.
Thank you so much, Transformation Coach. May God awesomely keep keeping you and blessing you. We are empowered. Let us now go out there and become the doers of the word. Thank you. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
And yes, my family, that, of course, is Coach Lunga Buatha. And as you have heard, she's a transformation coach. And we are so grateful for such messages that really renew and transform our minds and hearts as well, right? Just to remind you, her numbers, 061-586-4423. It's 061-586-4423. And I'm signing out. Next up is Germany Johan Else on Something Else. And yes, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Leaving you with the sounds of Shets Nelson, I Need You. But before that, we are going to pay for our adverts and all of that. And then when we come back there, Shets Nelson says, I Need You. And we say hello to Germany, Johan Else, and Tlantla Habile on the control.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.